AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Released on his own recognizance, a Florida mailman is free to return home, but Doug Hughes still faces two criminal charges stemming from his flight in a gyrocopter onto the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. In the meantime, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports federal agencies are going over sensor data to determine how Hughes managed to fly undetected from the vicinity of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to the Capitol.
A NORAD spokesman says the incident highlights a persistent vulnerability, and that's detecting some slow-flying objects not that far above the ground. He says the military is now testing a new sensor system, which includes an airship the size of a football field that floats around 10,000 feet.
A federal grand jury has handed down a three-count indictment charging a 20-year-old Kansas man with trying to carry out a suicide attack at Fort Riley.
On your marks, get set.
President Obama blew a horn today to start the White House leg of the Wounded Warrior Project's annual soldier ride on the South Lawn.
We are among heroes here today. All the riders, I just had a chance to say hi to them, and they look great. Don't get too comfortable, though. You've got a lot of miles ahead. It's just a pit stop so we can all cheer you on.
Praising rare bipartisanship, the president has signed legislation changing how Medicare pays doctors. An emotional Governor Nathan Deal signed legislation today that immediately legalizes the use of medical marijuana in Georgia to treat 8 serious medical conditions. An afternoon rally faded on Wall Street, leaving the market slightly lower, the Dow down 7 points, NASDAQ 3, and S&P off 2. This is AP Radio News. For the 5th time, a former rap music mogul has been taken from court to a hospital for what's being described as a medical emergency.
It has become a common occurrence. Suge Knight makes a court appearance, then ends up being taken from court to a hospital. It's happened again soon after Knight was ordered to stand trial in a murder case in which he is charged with running over 2 men in his pickup truck. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department says Knight was hospitalized after he had a medical emergency. On a number of occasions since he was arrested in February, Knight and his lawyer both claim he has a number of medical problems, problems that they say have not been properly addressed while he's in custody. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Jeb Bush says he'll make up his mind in relatively short order whether to seek the GOP nomination for president. The former Florida governor is going to New Hampshire next week. Hillary Clinton will make her first trip as a presidential candidate to New Hampshire next week. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.